Welcome to KMXT's Talk of the Rock, our local community affairs program, where we explore issues and organizations related to our community. Talk of the Rock is hosted by members of the KMXT news team.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KMXT's Talk of the Rock. We have a special Friday edition. And in with me today are three people from the Kodiak College. And we were just gabbing, and now we're not gabbing. We're going to talk about some school stuff. Late registration, classes that are still available. Actually, the Kodiak College has some really cool classes. If you go look, that's one of the special things about Kodiak and about our college here, is all those cool classes that you can take that are, directly to Kodiak. I mean, yes, they have the regular school schedule, but we have cool things like welding and captain in a box and kinds of things, sometimes net things. I don't know if we're doing net things this semester, but we have the kind of things that speak to the heart of those of us in Kodiak. So we have Thea Falcone, Mark Schreider, Libby Ephemio, and I'm going to have them introduce themselves. We're going to start here on my left, as I usually do, with Thea.
Hi, I'm Thea Falcone. I teach sociology and civic engagement. Is that what you want me to say?
That works.
Okay.
That works, yes.
Okay. Hello, I'm Mark Schreider, but before I introduce myself, I should introduce a colleague who could not be here, Professor Jesse Mickelson, professor of mathematics. And I always thought that math had nothing to do with life. I teach humanity, but he actually makes it so. So I'm sure he has a valid reason for not being here. But no, I'm a professor of history and humanities, only the most exciting stuff. And I'm passionate about it, and I love it. And I think that comes across, and I hope it will. You're really going to take my picture.
I really am, yes, because we post these on the Facebook.
Okay.
But I was trying to do it while he was talking, so he would look casual and regular, you know, normal, not staged. But it's kind of hard to do. I got to
do it. Okay, over to you, Libby.
Yeah, Libby, put that tongue back in.
My name is Libby Ephemio, and I run the Aleutic Studies Program, and I teach anthropology and Alaska Native Studies, and I am passionate about both of those subjects as well.
Well, I'm passionate too.
We're all passionate people, but not together in that way. Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry, Thea. I should have told you before I introduced you that you were allowed to say you were passionate. Okay.
Oh, okay. Very passionate about sociology, so much so I got a tattoo about it.
Really? I don't want to see it. I don't think. Depends on where it is.
It's on my leg. It's okay.
Okay.
Oh wow.
Okay. We are not 5 minutes into this thing and we're already
show it to my students and tell them
well
the story.
Education should be fun, right? And
I've always found education
I tell my students when I teach public speaking that the reason we're so nervous when we speak is because we take ourselves so seriously. And if you can laugh at yourself right off the bat, you're one. Yeah, you're on top of
things. This is Mike. Please get closer to the mic. Look. Okay.
Did you notice that we...
And you can pull that down too. These things wiggle and and move around like this. So
yeah.
They go back and forth. Just so you know.
Did you notice that we all teach in more than one department?
I did notice that. Yeah. Okay, how should we start this?
I don't know.
Okay, I will tell you about my education. All right, I've been here a long time. I am actually a Kodiak College... Okay, I'm laughing. I'm a Kodiak College graduate. I got an associate's degree. I'm not laughing because of that. I'm laughing because I thought, why do I want to take time on Sunday to go to some stupid graduation wear gown? So I didn't go, but apparently, because they broadcast, this was the old days when KMXT had the television, and so they broadcast it live, and people said they kept calling your name. I didn't know you were supposed to tell them whether you were coming or not. It wasn't that I wasn't serious. I just figured, whatever.
And now they do it on a Friday.
Oh, that makes it better.
Yeah. And we have students who have graduated from here, go off to big schools, and then come back here to walk across the stage to get their bachelor's or master's or PhD.
Starting here, may I say that apart from Dorothea Dottie Holm,
uh-huh.
who has been a Kodiak College student since 1968, 69. And she needs an honorary degree. She's been here. I've had her. Yeah.
I think you're
apart
right.
Apart from Dottie Holm, Thea, you probably have one of the longest histories at this college. You can tell that story.
I started taking classes at Kodiak College in 1982. When I was 30, I was a returning student, kind of that way. And in 84, went up to Fairbanks and got a social work degree. And then in 87, came back. And Carol Hagel, who was at the time the director, called me out of the blue and says, "We have a class called Social Problems. Can you teach it?" I had one sociology class under my belt.
But you've had a lot of social problems.
Yeah, I have. I know them all very well. But I said yes because I didn't have a job. But the first day, I was hooked. It's like I really fell into it. I was really hooked. So I eventually went and got a master's degree so I could keep teaching. I saw the writing on the wall and got a degree in sociology with a teaching emphasis and also a program evaluation emphasis because I'm a bit of a data nerd. And then came back and here I am still teaching.
Still teaching. Mm-hmm. Now, see, that reminds me of me because I've been taking, I took classes forever and ever, and then that was back in the early 80s.
When I remember those days.
The university thing was going on, and they changed from being a Anchorage Community College to university, yes. And they would not take my credits.
I know. Isn't that pathetic?
Okay. I am still angry at them all these years later. They would not take my credits. They said, "Oh, how nice that you took English 311. But we, 312, I think it was. Yeah. But that's not our English 312. And so, let me finish my story. Then you can talk. Then you can talk, Mark. But what I did was I thought, I'm commuting. My husband at the time, we were married 17 years. He was here. I was in Anchorage going to school. And they wouldn't take my credit. I thought, there's no way I'm going to waste my time and money. So I went to Alaska Pacific University, APU, at the time. It used to be called Alaska Methodist years ago. Mm-hmm. And they were so nice and helpful there. They said, here's what you do. Just before you sign up for your classes, come here, give me your list. We'll check it off. Make sure you get credit for it. And just keep going there until the very last minute when you need to change over. And they didn't, I only needed to go to APU 1 year. Took most of my classes at UAA. They transferred them right over, and I graduated right on schedule.
They've kind of corrected that.
Okay, that's unfortunate that happened to you, Maggie, but that is not the case
that
anymore.
That is not the case anymore,
and
right.
When you take, and the courses we teach are primarily general education requirements that transfer pretty much anywhere, not just in the University of Alaska system.
But to
you
the whole...
go to Harvard or Yale, and your credit should transfer. And they monitor the contents of our courses and see that if they fit into something that works, well, generally worldwide.
And I've heard a lot of people say that, and so that's why it's a really good idea to take classes here where you can stay at home, you can get your foot in the door, get used to learning how to do classes, and I mean, it's a whole different world from high school, and get your feet under you, squirrel away some money, and then transfer to one of those big colleges and save oodles and oodles of money.
Exactly.
So and it's even more so if you get that Associate of Arts,
right? So
which
you
is going to the name's going to be changed to Associate of Arts General Ed Requirements. Right now it's General Program.
Exactly.
Then you start the next step. You've got that. They don't even look at to see if you've got all the, they know you do because you're starting
because you're
associates.
Starting. Yeah. So and that's a really good thing that they have fixed because I think it was just the university at that time. They were in turmoil.
That was a long time ago.
And that was a long time ago.
That's why we adopted the motto.
Motto.
Kodiak motto. Kodiak College. From here, you can go
anywhere. Yeah. Ivan, I knew that. Yeah, so that works out good. So. And you also now can take classes online.
Right.
So if you're busy, which a lot of us are, or you're in the military, which a lot of people here are, you can do those classes. And they work with people on the ships and work with people who have weird schedules. And that's like a way cool thing about our college.
Or have kids.
I don't have kids, so I don't relate to that. But I just love our college. I just do. Yes.
We, most of us offer courses not just face-to-face, but also via video conference. And I've had students in chiming in from Thailand while hiking the Pacific Northwest Trail. And Express Trail, whatever
it's called. I think this man needs Mark to take a geography class.
He doesn't teach geography.
Pacific Crest Trail. Or from everywhere, from Maine.
From Bell's Flats. I've had students come in distance from Bell's Flats because they have kids. They just can't make it in. So we have a lot of different ways that people can get the education that they need that fits in with their schedule.
I had someone from Nepal and someone from Mount Airy, North Carolina.
Oh, wow. Because they needed that class and couldn't get it at their where they were. Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because why then mess up their graduation schedule if they can pick it up online? And that's really nice. And I know that people here will work with students to help them get what they need so that they can graduate somewhere
else. Say the other motto, Mark.
Okay, other one. I don't know it, do I?
Kodiak College, putting students first since 1968.
Oh, good deal.
And that's absolutely true. All of us, you know, any student or potential student who wants to come in and just talk to us about options, we're all totally into that. We all love students and we like to interact with them, help them figure out where they might be interested in going, you know.
So. Well, that's the most important thing. And I think we tailor our courses around students and their needs. And provide them, the launching pad, so to speak, to get where they
And there are a lot of different types of educational opportunities or training that we have at the college. We have, you know, the associate's degree. We have a lot of certificate programs. We have workshops. We have Spanish language intensives. We're going to have a little skin fur pouch sewing with Susie Malutin later in October, just as a fun community education type class. So we have a lot to offer.
Well, and I think we're community oriented and centered. And
absolutely.
I want to throw things over to Thea because she has done a lot with community and civic engagement. And it's not just about teaching in the classroom. It's about throwing it out into the...
And how you can use it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so Betty Walters, the interim director, she mentioned that class, and she just thought it was the greatest thing that, especially given what's going on in the state this year, the country, a really cool chance to get involved and see how civics really works and why civics is important and what fun it can be.
Civic engagement is the name of the class, and I teach it every fall, but I do a service learning class of some kind every semester where... you know, the project, pick a project, that's what we're working on, and everything else falls around it. In the fall, we're doing this semester, we're doing the third annual Civic Action Fair. So we've done this from the college, it'll be three times. It's kind of a health fair model where agencies and organizations will come in and take little booths in, you know, around in a big room. And then other people from the public come in and see what volunteer opportunities there are. So you'll be hearing from us.
But it's awesome. It's amazing how many like interconnections there are through that process.
I know. I think people think in terms of civics, like.
Well, it's not civics. I'm going to correct you.
Okay,
before
civic
you go
engagement.
Further.
Okay,
it's civic engagement, which is really boots on the ground democracy,
hands on.
That's what it is.
Right. So I guess what I'm saying, Thea, is that they think of it in terms of three branches of government, but there's so much more in terms of being involved civically that has nothing to do with politics, has being a part of the community, making things better in your life.
We do talk about the three branches of government, we talk about how you don't give up your consent to those basic rights, or you can give up yours, but you can't give up other people's. And then how staying engaged in your community is how you keep your rights.
Well, if I could interject, it's also my stuff. Teaching American history, especially this semester, concentrated on the Constitution branch. And if it's not relevant to today, why do we bother? But it definitely is. And I think students recognize
that. Yeah.
And so there's a reason that we came up with our model, our blueprint, and, has something to do with human nature. And we protect ourselves from ourselves. And the system has worked pretty much so far. And so I see promise, And in that course, in particular, history of the United States, I think it's foundational, fundamental for all of us as Americans and citizens to understand.
And so do you start at the mark, the beginning, or do you start some, is it a chunk of history or a little bit of everything?
Well, I can start from the Big Bang, which I did yesterday.
I swear
it's mainly Native America before
Columbus.
Native America before Columbus, yes. And so some anthropological stuff, yes. And go, well, chronologically, but also thematically. And we discuss issues. And those issues that happened then are still relevant today. And if they're not, well, they are.
They are.
Do you have room in that class for more people?
Yes, definitely.
And when does it meet?
Bring them on. Tuesdays and Thursdays from at 5:30. Okay. 5:30
to
6:45.
And that's also one of the classes that people can do distance, right?
Yes,
well, they do
definitely.
It on the TV.
Video,
right.
via
so
video.
So somebody could be in Bell's Flats and think,
yes.
I want to take that class, but I've got these kids I have to take care of.
Or have students in class and they have they're snowed out, they can still tune in via video.
And so if you signed up for that class, right away after it on Tuesdays, you could come to civic engagement.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
Okay, we've got your evenings for Tuesday and Thursday, and short only Tuesday, right?
So they. But I teach a class on Thursday too.
Well, why not take them both? Since you're
Introduction
in town
to
already.
Sociology. It's one of those must-haves. On
so,
here.
What is sociology, Thea?
Study of human behavior and the social environment.
I ask you again, what is sociology?
It's not about one person. For sociologists, one person, there's nothing to look at. You got to have two or more
to interact.
Yeah, and how they interact with each other.
Got it.
And
it's about Thea going out in public.
It's more reasons to send people out in the community to get information about things.
We were talking, one thing we started out, and I think I should address, is there's been a lot of uncertainty and misinformation about what's happening with the university and our college in particular. Well, the state of the economy in Alaska, but it could have been a lot worse. We've weathered the storm, but we're fully accredited, and you take your credits here, they will apply elsewhere, and we are open for business. Things are going and proceeding apace.
We are alive and kicking.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Kodiak College.
And kicking.
We're still here.
Accreditation has come up, and somebody said we lost it. We've heard that we lost it, and basically we've been fully accredited since 1974 without any lapse. Underneath UAA, but they look at our stuff too, our data too, and we're good.
I think that in many ways, and this is Maggie personally speaking, and I can see the turmoil that the whole thing has caused. In many ways, it's been unfortunate because it did cast a lot of doubt as to what was going on. And like Betty had told me, Betty Walters, this first semester, regardless of what had happened, was going on just fine. Mm-hmm. But now they have a plan in place maybe to deal with, they have this whole time between now and the next semester to get it all figured out. And they are working to figure it out. And actually today is the last day to sign up and take that survey online. And I can't remember if I posted it, the link or not, the one the president is asking you to put in your comments and suggestions and answer
the
questions. About the restructuring. Yeah.
President Johnson of the UA system.
Yes, and I will make sure that's up online. I have like this long list of things to post online today. We get so much going on.
So we just want to reassure people that if they are thinking about starting a program, they should start it because we're not going anywhere. And now is the time to get those classes.
Yeah.
But we are going somewhere.
We're going to the future.
We're not going away.
We're not going away.
Right. And the college, like I said before, the cool thing is that you work with students so well, one-on-one. What is your situation? Most places you go and you've got, okay, you got to take this class, be there or out, you know? Yeah. Where here we say, what is your situation? Let us know so we can help you. Mm-hmm. And that's really a cool thing about the college
I've taught in universities where I have 70, 90 students. And here, if I have 12, that's good. And it's all seminar and we relate and it's very personal. And I think that's a good transition for students to make if they do go on to a larger university, just to have that. And guess what? Your professors can be your friends too. Mm-hmm. Well,
and we're approachable, and we just love having students ask us questions.
charming and witty. And
oh, all those. Yeah, bring it on. Bring it on. Bring
you
it
know,
on.
I was spoiled by starting here.
Right.
And Fairbanks, my department, had 5 students in it when I went up there. And then I came back and I was here. When I went to grad school, and it was a university, and they really didn't care anything about the people. Mm-hmm. That was like a shock to me. It was like, I will never. Well, I did teach in the university while I was going to school, but I was like, going home. I'm going home.
Okay, I'm sure we've all had plenty of compliments, but especially when students who have studied undergrad go somewhere else, like UAA or somewhere bigger, and they come back and they say, you guys rock.
Yeah.
Simply because they have that personal attention and we care.
We care. Okay, so Libby, were you going to say something?
Well, I was going to try to plug some of my classes.
That's where we were going next. Talk about classes that are still open. And
yes. So anybody, we just had our first week of classes, but students can still register through the end of next week. And so if you are thinking about taking a class, get online, start looking what's available, or stop by student services at the college and pick up one of the sheets that'll tell you exactly what's offered when. Lots of times all of us are available to have students come and ask us questions about a class, like if it's, is it right for them? What could you look at the syllabus? What's it going to entail? So I have a class that I would love to have a few more students in. It's my Alaskan Native Cultural Orientation class. The nickname is Aleutic Cultural Orientation. It's a once-a-week class, Wednesdays from 4 to 5:15, and the rest of the content is online on Blackboard. And it's a class where we cover the prehistory and history of the Aleutic people, and we hit on Alaska Native governance and some cross-cultural communication.
And I should mention, this is very innovative, or it's happened since in my tenure in 16 mm-hmm. years, Alaska Native Studies, especially Aleutic Native Studies, and their language, building upon the Yupik people.
To our area.
Yupik people, yes, yeah. Exactly. It's very focused, but it's also one of the few, and it's the first Aleutic language courses offered here.
Right. So we have this is the cultural course, the cultural orientation, and then we also have Aleutic 1 being offered this semester. And this, if anybody has ever thought about taking Aleutic, now is the time to do it. It also meets once a week on Thursday evenings, starting at 5:30. And both of those classes, you can join distance. You could be in Bell's Flats, you could be in Larson Bay, you could be in Anchorage, you could be in Timbuktu, and you could join those classes and participate. Aleutic 1 is not going to be offered again for 2 years. So now is the time to jump on the bandwagon. And Peggy Azuyak is our language instructor. She's wonderful. She works with students just mm-hmm. great. Both of those classes satisfy the Alaska Native-themed requirement of the university system. So it's just a great opportunity to get GER done at the same time as learning something wonderful about Kodiak.
Can I chime in?
Wait a second. GER means?
General Education Requirement.
Which mm-hmm. transfers everywhere.
Right, yeah. That's part of that associate degree package. Yes, mm-hmm. okay.
I'll also be teaching.
Or just transfers without an associate degree.
And
too.
UAA has, I think, we're the only ones who have a Native-themed requirement as part of our GER.
Also, I will be teaching Alaska history this spring, too.
Right. That's a nice compliment, too. So
before we go there, hang on a second. I'm writing this down. General Education. Let's learn how to spell.
GER. General Education Requirement. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, Libby, you said next week, the end of the week, is the last time to register. That is on my calendar. September 6th is Friday. Of next week, could we just make sure we got the right date?
I think so.
You can just look that up, but I'm not sure that that is. I just wanting to know.
It's at the end of the second week of classes. Yeah. Sometimes you can join after that, but you have to get special instructor permission.
Right.
But really, the time to do it is now.
Right.
We've already had 1 or 2 classes this week.
Right, right. Don't want to get too far behind, but they'll work with you. Yes.
Okay. We start a little bit early before Labor Day. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm wearing white, and next week I won't be. But folks,
no, I'm
folks
gray.
I'm
still,
sorry, that's not
folks
white.
Are still, okay, folks are still fishing, right?
Okay.
And they can come and enjoy. As a clumsy segue, I might say, when I teach philosophy, as I am this semester, it has everything to do with fishing, or I incorporate a fishing novel into my course, The River Wye. and explains why, well, what fishing has to do with philosophy and vice versa. And I think it's one of my favorite courses to teach. And when I had someone help me try to like advertise or generate flyers, it's like, you have questions about philosophy? Well, we all have questions. And someone said, well, we have the answers. That's not the right answer. You know, we all have questions. And it's about dealing with, well, with life and the way it's happened even beyond 2,500 years ago in ancient Greece, beyond there. And so I think it's important and it relates to, and I think about it, believe it or not, when I'm going fly fishing for silvers tomorrow. I'll be thinking about this.
Sociology had its roots in philosophy, and then we added the scientific process. We're not much different, except they ask, why is it that? We ask, how is it that? But with both human condition fields, the answers aren't as important as the questions.
Right.
Yeah. I like that phrase. Okay, now let me just reintroduce everybody. We are coming up near the end, and we're talking to some folks from the Kodiak College, Thea Falcone, Mark Schreider, and Libby Efimio. And it's not too late to register, and they will all work with you. School is going on just fine. Don't pay attention to the news, except our news.
If you're nervous and you think you need a coach, we have coaches too.
Right.
Okay.
Well, there are student coaches.
Definitely.
For anybody who's taking a class can request a coach.
Oh, that's even better.
It's a fun program, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds good. Yeah. And they're willing to work with you. There's
definitely
a lot of support,
right,
and they're willing to
there's
work with
a person. There's a lot of support. There's a lot of personal one-on-one interaction.
And it's
Kodiak
one of the
College
things that make Kodiak so special. Mm-hmm. But also, since you're all teaching more than one class, then you can relate to a person on several levels, and then you're not switching around so much and have, you know, a different person for everything necessarily. And you have that combination stuff going on.
I just wanted to mention, too, that we have a couple of these great community ed workshops coming up. Spanish Conversation Workshop is coming up on the 26th. So that's a non-credit course that people might be interested in. What else? We have lots of things like that this
later
semester.
Later in the semester, I'm doing communication,
okay,
active listening, and conflict management, mm-hmm, and there was another one.
What can we say? Go see Jesse Mickelson for,
yes,
all your mathematics needs.
Right. And we
Thea Falcone for all your sociology
and
needs.
Civic engagement needs.
Libby for all your other stuff. Yeah, and me for all your history and humanities needs.
Yes. With that, why don't we finish up? Because I think we didn't get into the math is important in our life. I use math all the time, just even without thinking of it. I'm glad I have a good basis in math.
Any excuse for math problem is what I do.
Because otherwise, you know, you think, well, this, how big is this and how big is that? Oh, gosh, yes, if it's this and that, then the other. You know, it really is a very helpful thing.
There was a time I was falling off of something recently, and in my head I was calculating the force in newtons at which I would hit the ground.
Oh, well, I don't get that far along.
And that helped you how?
No, I didn't hurt as much. I was distracted when I landed.
So we're having a special edition of Talk of the Rock, a Friday edition, because we wanted to let people know what's going on at the college, let everyone know they can still register and that you can get more help than you know what to do with. And they'll be glad to help you take classes here and transfer them when the time comes. If you're in the military and you transfer, or you just move out of town, and there are lots of fun classes and a lot of really fun teachers, as we have just noticed. So thank you all for coming. Thank you all for listening. One more thing. Hang on. I got to turn on your mic. Go ahead and make it quick.
Kodiak College, we're still here.
All right. Got it. Thank you very much. You're listening to KMXT's Talk of the Rock. I'm Maggie Wall, and this is KMXT Kodiak.
This has been KMXT's Talk of the Rock, our local community affairs program. Tune in next Tuesday at 12:30 to hear more about local issues and organizations.